An established and popular bluegrass duo from Traverse City will be performing one of its last concerts tomorrow night at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing. Current state producer Katie Cook spoke with a member of the duo. Katie, who'd you talk to?
I spoke with Don Julin. He plays the mandolin with guitar player Billy Strings. They're an impressive duo. I actually really like the way they were described by John Sinkovics of Local Spins in West Michigan. He described them as playing sizzling bluegrass with sweat-drenched rock and roll vigor.
All right.
And after watching some of their videos, I'd have to agree. They've been playing and touring together quite a lot for the past 2 years, so we started by talking about that. You've been playing and touring together for the past 2 years. Do you have any favorite moments or shows from the last 2 years together?
Yeah, we did a week of shows with David Grisman and Del McCurry. That was really pretty fabulous. We played in New York, Chicago, and Cleveland, and, you know, and those guys are such legends that, of course, every show was sold out. It was really fun.
Now, how long have you been a musician? Because you had some, you got started in jazz, is that right?
Well, I don't know about that. I'm kind of known for playing more jazz because, I don't know why. Maybe because there isn't much bluegrass around here. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I started playing in 1979.
Do you play other instruments besides the mandolin?
Yeah. But they're mostly mandolin-style instruments. Most of the bands that you see me in, you'll go, people will say, what is that that you're playing? That's a cute little guitar. And it's not, you know, because most of the music I play, I don't play what looks like a mandolin. I do when I play with Billy, but, you know. So, yeah, I'm a mandolin player that has figured out how to play anything from reggae to heavy metal to jazz to country western to anything. You just take a mandolin and you plug it into an amplifier and you treat it like a guitar and it works.
Now I'm curious about that, about how the mandolin relates to other stringed instruments. Is it something that somebody who is familiar with guitar could pick up and learn fairly easily, or how does it differ?
No, it's actually much closer to a violin.
Okay.
A violin player can pick up a mandolin and play music. A guitar player, not so much.
How many strings does it have, and are there different models that are in different keys?
Yeah, that's a good question. Traditionally, mandolins have 8 strings. It's 4 pairs of strings. So there's really only 4 pitches, like a violin, like 4 strings, but each one is doubled.
Okay.
To give you a little more volume. So sort of like if string guitar, if you're familiar with that, or even a piano. If you look inside a piano, there's a series of, you know, maybe 3 strings for this A note. So the hammer hits 3 strings instead of just 1. And so mandolin is a double string instrument, and it is tuned exactly like a violin.
Okay.
So, and then in the same context as a violin, there's the bigger violin is called a viola, and then there's a cello, and then there's a bass. And mandolin has the same thing. There's different sized mandolins. Some would be called mandolas, or
right,
octave mandolins, or even mandocellos, which are pretty rare, but they do exist. So when they developed the mandolin, they were really thinking as a classical orchestral instrument similar to a violin that you didn't bow, that you just played with a pick. So there's a whole family of mandolin instruments, just like there's a family of violin instruments.
And ukuleles, too, kind of have that same family, don't they?
I think they do. I don't know much about ukuleles. I'm probably the only musician in the world who doesn't know anything about ukuleles. But I really don't know much about them.
I'm speaking with Don Julin, a mandolin player and one half of the Traverse City bluegrass duo, Billy Strings and Don Julin. They will be performing at Friday night's 10-pound fiddle concert at the Hanna Community Center, and it will be one of their last concerts together. So, Don, we're going to listen to a little bit of your solo in Little Maggie. This song is on your 2014 live album called Fiddle Tune X. Thank you. So this might seem like a funny question, but I wonder how it feels to play an instrument that well. Like, how do you feel when you play?
When I'm playing mandolin, I'm probably the most comfortable and most content I am of any moment of the day. It's my favorite part.
How much improvisation do you do on stage at a show? Are your solos, are much of them improvised?
Yes. To a point. I'm like the one that you're referring to right now. Yeah, I certainly never attempted to repeat that.
Mm-hmm.
But we played that song every night. We played that song 700 times. And I never really thought about repeating any themes. Although, you know, it happens because you play it so many times.
Mm-hmm.
But much of, you know, I guess that's coming from a jazz background. A big part of jazz is improvisation. So, I'm an improviser.
So you will be in Lansing Friday night and then Kalamazoo on Saturday. And are these going to be your last performances in Michigan as a duo?
These are our last performances anywhere as a duo at this point.
Mm-hmm.
You never know moving forward what could happen. But at this point, we're going our own separate ways. Billy is in Nashville and pursuing a solo career.
And what will you do next?
Same thing I've been doing for 30 years. Put together awesome bands and play around Michigan.
And you're a teacher too, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I do teach mandolin. I teach at camps. I'm the author of two very successful mandolin books. And I'm currently working on building an online mandolin school.
I want to take us out with one more song from the Local Spins podcast recording. You guys played something called Albino Skunk, and I understand you wrote this.
I did write that one. I wrote that throughout the course of the last year.
Let's go, Don. You ready, boys? One, two.
Yeah, it's an original tune, and if there would have been a third Billy and Don album, it probably would have been on there.
Well, I wish you the best of luck.
All right, well, thanks. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too, Don.